How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Job Search. I am Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today, I want to talk about information privacy. Not in the sense of data breaches, although that's certainly important. I want to talk about the interview and how, honestly, there was no such thing as not part of the interview. So we all know stories of famous people, personages who are constantly being hounded by paparazzi and so on, who are getting their photos and information publicized in a way they don't want to. I'm not suggesting that that will happen in your interview, but let me tell you a very real story that happened to me. So many years ago, I was interviewing for a job, and I don't know, I wanted the job, I guess. But I was having this conversation about my recently completed graduate degree and my master's thesis. And the interviewer said to me, could you explain to me how you arrived at this sort of data analysis or whatever it was? Oh, and by the way, that's not part of the interview. And knee-jerk reaction, I probably should have thought before I spoke, knee-jerk reaction from me was, there's no such thing as not part of the interview. I didn't get the job, probably for other reasons. I didn't want the job for other reasons. But I always remembered that I had said that out loud, something I'd been thinking, and something that I knew to be really true. So no matter what you say in the interview, it counts. So let's talk about what that means for you, the executive, as you go through your interview. So as you enter into a building, first to meet with somebody, you're gonna understand that you're in a public place. And anything you say and anything you do and any way you present yourself is going to be highly visible and audible to whoever happens to be standing in that public place. So that can be a lot of people. That can be the receptionist who is going to absolutely care how polite you are. It can be the person's admin. It can be somebody else on the hierarchy. It can be the executive, him or herself, who's doing the hiring. So you don't want to do anything that is not positive self-presentation on your part. So be well-groomed, be dressed appropriately, smile, behave well. Don't say something off-color or something you would regret, because everyone is going to have ears and everyone is going to have eyes. Now let's imagine that you're invited into the office building and you're going into the conference room or wherever it might be. You're walking past lots of people. And again, all of these people have their eye on you because you're the new person. And they want to know, are you the person coming into this role? And what does that mean? So as you think about yourself as a presence in this walk from where you were into where you're going to be seated, think about the fact that you have a lot of eyes on you. And everything is still part of the interview. Same is true for restaurants. Same is true for other public places, coffee houses and so on. If you are invited to order a meal, you may want to think about how you're going to eat that meal or how you're going to drink that drink so that you can make the best presentation possible, because all of these things are going to be part of the interview. And it goes without saying that every single person you meet, whether it's the person taking your order or if it's somebody who comes into the conference room to offer you a glass of water, whatever it might be, these people deserve your utmost respect. Remember, they're doing a job. They're doing a job on your behalf, and they're being paid to do the thing they do well. So let them do their job well, and don't interfere with a snide remark or anything that may be misconstrued. Moreover, as you proceed through your interview, don't be caught off guard by questions. If you are asked a question that is, in your mind, inappropriate, and there are plenty of questions that are off limits, especially in this environment, and even some states are prohibiting interviewers from asking you how much you made in your prior job, think about how you want to answer these questions. You might not want to take my approach back in the day when I said there's no such thing as not part of the interview. But you may find other ways to to respond to questions that are not what necessarily what the interviewer is asking, but it's a way to say, I'm not going there. Because anytime you offer up information, it gives them the opportunity to pursue that line of questioning further, and you definitely don't want to do that. So if somebody offhand says, do you have children? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You might answer something like, I am confident that I can be at the office at the appropriate hour and have plenty of time throughout the day and on the odd evening and weekends when I need to be available to my team. So you don't have to respond with the question, with the answer to the actual question they were answering or they were asking. So knowing that you're you, and maybe you're not one of those famous people out there whose pictures are being posted or whose data is being publicized, your information for you is still private. And to the extent that you can be more circumspect in your interview with respect to what you offer out there as now new public information to the organization you're targeting, you have to be very, very aware that everything you do is visible, everything you do is audible, and you don't want to make the mistake of offering the wrong information at the wrong time or making the wrong kind of comment at the wrong time. Because even the questions that you get or the comments that you make that are not related to the job itself are still being monitored. That's it for today's 5-Minute Job Search. I'm Amy Adler. You can find me at fivestrengths.com or 801-810-5627.